KD2AIT listening.
Thing, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service map. Almost forgot the net this evening. Catnapped and thought it was a different day. Anyway, this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mooville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mooville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Boonville. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.BoonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? I know there's one up in the Thule's up for the weekend there.
Still calling Echolinks, or are you calling regular members?
No, I was doing portable battery powered and mobiles, Jeff.
Sorry, I'll wait. KD2AIT.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you were battery powered and I thought maybe you were going to jump in there. So, yeah, it doesn't seem like it or any nets coming up, so I'm going to take a shot at the Echo Link. Are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Charlie 2, India Charlie Quebec, Corona, California. Good evening. No traffic.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking tonight from North Utica through the Echo Link system. Good evening, and I think I'm the last one in the queue.
Okay, Kevin, KD2FPN. And we have KC2. I didn't get the last part of your call. I had some noise here and it just overrode the call. So if you'll come back, we'll pick you up and I'll get the call written down.
Okay, very well. The call is KC2. ICQ, India Charlie, Quebec. And I'm located in Corona, California. We had about 102 today. Finally cooled down to about 90 right now. We'll see what happens with the rest of the week. We're hoping to get some more rain. We had a little last week, but not enough to really do any good. Hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, and we'll stand by here remainder of the night and listen in. This is KC2ICQ, Doug in Corona, California.
Well, I am very good. Thank you for checking in. Always welcome to have new members or visitors check in with us. And I'll tell you what, that's quite hot out there. Reminds me of one time when I lived in San Antonio. It got up to about 111, 112, so that's more heat than I want to endure. All right, well, thank you again. You have a fine evening. And we'll move along to KD2 FPM.
Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, good evening. KD2FPM here. Yes, I'm in North Utica tonight. Man, what a busy day. Yesterday, I got up here in the Mohawk Valley and then took off for Syracuse to go see Benny Mardones and Eddie Money on stage at the Palace Theater. And, wow, a very, very wild night. So didn't get back here into Utica until almost 3 o'clock this morning. And then headed out to Edmonston today to go visit with KB2JED, Scott, over in Edmonston at his location. He had a kind of like an open house today for his ham equipment that he has available, so that was nice. All right, it looks like we've got 48 degrees right now in North Utica. It's going to be chilly tonight, and I'm also doing the weather on the Adirondack Praise Network. You might hear, start hearing it being called Inspo Radios because they're making a transition, so I'll be on the air tomorrow, so I'll catch you guys there. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, sounds like you've had a kind of an active day or so with travel and keep you busy and interesting things to check into. Thank you again for checking in. Always welcome. You have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. All right. Let's see. I think that was it for ankle length. Boy, I'm I just woke up a little while ago, so I'm a little foggy. Yes, that doesn't take much anyway. All right. This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Metal. Now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Ron.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI.
Hey, there's three more. KC2WI, KD2AIT, N2PFM. We'll start with George. How you doing?
Well, good evening, Bob. Everybody else there on the net, we got a temperature of 41 degrees. Temperature range today was 39 to 50. We did have a lot of sun, though not all day sun. Went to church this afternoon also. And continuing saga, I don't know if you heard of it, a continuing saga with that van. One of the replaced the power caps that rotted out. Chrysler never had or was forced to have a recall on them. Had to weld a piece below where the power caps were put on because that whole thing started rusting out. It rusted completely out too. So we got that all done and all, thank God. So far so good. I'm glad of that. So, other than that, nothing too much else to report, so we'll say God bless and 73's N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Sounds like you're continually having a saga with that vehicle or a time of it. Just never seems to give you a break here for any length of time. Well, I hope you got a handle on it, and it treats you good for a while. Maybe you can get through the winter without having a problem with it. Okay, Jeff, how you doing, KD2AIT?
Hi, good evening, this is KD2AIT, and, boy, I tell you what, I split the difference with Doug out there. It's cold over here, it's, well, it just went from 37 to 38, so maybe it's warming up, I don't know. We have the wood stove going up here at camp, and the boys and I went out hunting this morning, and the boys were hunting for the youth hunt here for the deer, and they didn't get anything, and then later on they went out for bear, and I didn't get anything, so we're all skunked this weekend so far, but we're not letting they get this down. We're going to try again here tomorrow and see what we can get, and we're just kind of hanging out here at camp. We had a good dinner, and we're going to be heading to bed here in a little bit, so KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it up there, and
That's always nice to get away and you get a warm fire to stay warm with. Yeah, I think it's going to drop down quite cool tonight. I think the forecast was somewhere in the mid to lower 30s, and I believe we'll probably get hit with that. We may even in some of the areas get some frost. And boy, it's sneaking up on us, and not much we can do. Yeah, I heard you and Pete talking late this afternoon, and sounds like you're about ready to put that crank-up tower up sometime. So I hope that works out. Okay, you have a good evening. I hope you and the young ones enjoy themselves and have a good day tomorrow and a little better luck with the hunting. All right, well, move along to Pete, KC2WI. Pete, how's it going?
KC2WI, it's 42 here, and the high was only 53, but I think it was about 83 in my car. I went over to the Vanningham Snowmobile Club meeting this morning, 10 o'clock, and got out of that at 11, I guess. I don't know. It was really nice standing outside in the sun. And I came back and did a few things, had a little something to eat, and before I knew it, it was 2 o'clock. I really wanted to go out. I got a computer a guy wants to get, and I was hoping to call him today. I said, "Now I got to go out. It's too nice and sunny. It's warmer outside than in the house, or at least it certainly feels that way in the sun." And I threw my 703 backpack in the car there, in the antenna and stuff. And I never did take it out. I drove up to Confusion Flats and drove around a little bit, kind of scouting for where I might want to set up if it's nice next Saturday morning. And then I just parked and stopped, and I just kind of took a nap. I just snoozed in the sun. It got really, really hot in the car, which was pleasant. And then I went out at an early night. I'm still fighting some kind of a bug virus, something. I don't know what it is. I just can't quite get rid of it. I guess if I don't feel noticeably better, I'm going to have to break down and go to the doctor. But then a lot of times with this stuff, there's not really much they can do, but might be worth going. Anyway, I did make a fire in the wood stove here when I came home. I just kind of got tired of it being cold in the house. No, not really, really bad, and I guess if I was, in 100% perfect health, it wouldn't have bothered me, but there's a chill, you know. Now it's probably 85, I don't know, it's hot in here. But, yeah, it's supposed to be 60s tomorrow, and now they're saying something like 74 or 76. Every time you look, it's a little bit warmer. And then it's going to rain Monday night and go back to sort of a, rainy and cool the rest of the week. So even though I really probably should take it real easy, and maybe I should, get this computer done first. I just can't bring myself to sit inside all day tomorrow and Monday, so because we're going to have a long stretch of not too nice weather, it looks like, and it's just going downhill. And I really enjoyed this summer. It was a very nice summer. It wasn't too hot. Almost never was really hot at night and unpleasant. No, there were a few nights, on a real hot summer, when you get on one of those hot, muggy summers, I'm just so happy to see it cool down like in September. But this year, I could have, lived with the weather we had there in August and September for two months. I'm not in any great hurry for winter, but we're going to get it. I don't know. And I don't care if it's a good one or, a good cold, lots of snow winter like last year, or if it's one of those sort of open winters like we had a few years back. Either way is fine with me. If it's a really crummy winter for snowmobiling and stuff, boy, I'd be just as happy. I'd stick around the house and do all kinds of ham radio projects and other stuff in between real work. KC2WI.
Oh,
I'm kind of parallel with your feelings on that end of it, Pete, I'll tell you. Well, I hope with that bug you got that, you know, maybe it's time. You've had talked about that and had issues with it for quite some time now. Might be worthwhile to go to a doctor or maybe some antibiotics or whatever to chase it away or at least kick it in the butt. Get you back to normal, because I know you've been having a problem with that, and I know my wife's had little issues with her throat, and that's been hanging on, and I think that's about the same type of thing for her. Pardon me. Yeah, as far as the weather goes, I'm the same way. My back, I just put my sleds on, our sled, I should say, on Craigslist tonight. And, time to let them go, I guess. I hate to part with either one of them, but, it's getting too much for my back, and, I don't really know whether I'd be able to do much riding again. So, I'm not going to risk it. I have enough problem just doing the everyday. So, I certainly hope you get better. That's been hanging on for you for quite some time now. All right, 73, thank you for checking in. You have a good day tomorrow. Great day. And maybe it'll get warm. I like the idea of that warmth. And let the temperature come up. That suits me fine, too. So you have a good evening, Pete. We'll make another call, see if anyone else care to join us. This is N5AOW. Well, my day was pretty much consisting of cleaning the sleds up, just giving them didn't take a whole lot, kind of just dust from the summer, and they were indoors stored as usual, but got them cleaned up and fired up, and they're running as well as they ever did. Everything's all set, ready to go, and they're ready for snow, so. And they're on the listing for Craigslist there. You know, Pete, you were talking about Tower. I don't know if anybody's interested in it. I don't foresee myself ever really getting any more tower up than what I've got. I had 60 feet of Roan tower. I'm using about 28 feet of it, and I've got three sections. If somebody make a decent offer on it, they're taking them home, and they're in excellent shape. It's, I forget what it is now. It is Roan, but I can't remember the designation number. So, anyhow, that's pretty much it, and I'll make another call. See if anyone else, a final call, see if anyone else would care to check in this evening. This is N5AOW.
Email me, you're listening, KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, go ahead, Jeff.
I just mean, email me that Craigslist listing, or send me the link, KD2AIT.
Okay, will do. Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of you this afternoon, either you or Pete. I put Echo Link on my computer last night, and it mentioned something about, I'm not really sure what it said, I'd have to go back into it, but I think it's some type of a link or adapter to plug it in, and I don't quite know what they're looking for with that, and I don't know whether I'd, losing my train of thought, but anyway, know what to do to hook it up, so, yeah, I'll touch base with you on that. Alrighty, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank Pete, Jeff, George, and Kevin, also Doug out in California, KC2ICQ. Everyone have a fine fine evening. This is N5AOW, clear.
This is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the EchoLink system, and as always, thank you for use of EchoLink on this repeater. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. Stay warm. KD2FM is clear, 7-3.
Okay, I'm just gonna say goodnight. Bye. Good night.
Talk to you tomorrow. KC2 HPS, clear.
KA2DOG, clear.